is that the concrete that we've had patched over the years, when Lonnie Robertson was our public works director, I can remember them digging out there, and at that time it was Wright's Construction that did that, and he said, there's nothing here, and there's no drainage here. So, you know, I asked for some opinions on it, and that's what I was kind of steered toward. Now, in my opinion, it'd be worth a phone call to these two places and say, hey, you know, give us a recommendation on what you do on a cost basis on it, and bring it back to the council if that's what the council wants to do, to see where we're at here. I seen the projected what it may or may not cost to put an overlay on that road, and I'm scared to spend several hundred thousand dollars to do that and then be 3 years, 4 years down the road. The problem I have with that road, and because of where I work, I see it more now, and I never seen it before, so I'm just going to be honest. The problem I have with that road is there is an abundance of truck traffic on that road. Yep. I mean, in the fall, it's terrible. Even now, there's probably at least 10, 12 grain trucks at least a day that go past my shop. And then I got 15 trucks running out of my shop. And, you know, you're talking 80,000-pound trucks.
Right.
So, you know, I want the city to get the best bang for their buck and know what we're looking at. That's my opinion. Again, it's up to the council what they decide. But when I talked to Jim about it, I told Jim that I was gonna use the buddy system and try to get some steal some free information, which I did.
Perfect. Okay.
Well, if you're looking at an asphalt overlay, I do some core samples.
Yeah.
Core samples, get a representative section out there just to see what it looks like.
Well, exactly.
Like how much asphalt, how much rock, and then what's the site where you're
what's it like underneath, you know? Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's enough rock base in there.
Right.
From what I understand in the past. Now, I could be completely wrong, and possibly I am, but I would like to know that.
Sure.
Mr. Barnes.
That Telegraph Road was designed and built years ago as a country gravel road, and there's no base under. Your city streets require a 16-inch base of crushed rock compacted before you put any pavement or blacktop. Would be any different than up here on Telegraph Road, that you need that kind of a 16-inch base before you would do anything, concrete or otherwise.
Well, that's
and the engineer should know that about the city streets requirement also.
Well, and I think that's the problem we're looking at. You know, we're spending also, that kind of money.
Also, you talk about drainage on the east side of town, the west side of town. The state found out before they put the bypass in, there is peat underneath this topsoil.
Yeah.
And that's why they dug down 25 feet here on the south side of this overpass on Mississippi Street to get that peat out of there, because they were afraid that the road would settle. On that overpass. So this is what you have to compete with.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't think, I mean, the players in the game when that road was reconstructed there or constructed there, I don't know that there's players in the game that are going to be able to tell us anything,
sure.
But I do know boring would, or at least give us some sort of idea. And maybe, I know we're not, but maybe we may come out of it better than I think we will, but I doubt it.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Was any of that part of the state project from years ago?
It was.
Yeah.
Is there any way that we can go back to the state on anything?
No.
Not trying to play.
No. And I know what you're saying, but yeah, there's no way.
Okay.
We did go back on the state over the north and south main, where it turns into the tar and rock chip that goes to the stop sign. We did go back, and they redid that once, but basically they just went in there and milled it and overlaid it, just like we're talking
Telegraph
about.
Telegraph Road was rerouted from the interchange over to the east, but the east side of the park, where the Red Street Park is. Mm-hmm. That was rerouted, yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know, like I said, it's up to the council, but that was just a thought I had on it. This, I mean, at least let's get some numbers and see where we're at and see if it's cost effective for us to do that or how we want to do it.
Sure, I can do that.
I don't want to share the other company, the company that already gave you a preliminary bid on it, obviously, because that's going to have to go out for bid. But the numbers I seen, I'm thinking if we're going to spend that kind of money, we need to know where we're at.
And that was the same thing where I was just like, a guy was helping us out for nothing.
Sure.
To give us a budget number.
Sure.
It wasn't like they were actually expecting you to hire him, but it was the same kind of thing. It was a fact-finding mission.
Right.
I kind of met him out there. We drove around, looked at it, and I just picked his brain.
Well, and these guys asked me too, do you want us to go out and look at it and give you a number? I said, no, I don't want you to go out and look at it. Give me a number.
Okay.
Just, and when we decide to put it out for bid, then we'll put it out for bid, and then
for
you
sure.
can put your number on it then. But I mean, that's only good business, that part of it. But kind of want to know where we're at if we want to just say, you know what, let's keep patching on it until the city hopefully someday can afford to reconstruct that whole road, or this is what we got, and for X amount of dollars we can go in there and do what we need to do and make that road a decent road. There is still other grants we could apply for. We have just designated that a farm to market road and a truck route. So at some point,
if Bi-State knows this,
and Bi-State knows it, so
available, they'll tell us.
Right, okay. And Bi-State's all over it too. So. But I've sat through two different grants that we put out for that road and literally was kicked in the teeth in
there.
But
the last one, we were the only application, and they were going through everything that we submitted, and then when they turned it over to the DOT came back and said we don't qualify. And we're like, that's why we reclassified it as a federal road, was to get these grants, but we don't qualify for that grant.
I know when Brenton Kinzer was on the County Board of Supervisors, they were wanting to take at the stop sign there, at the two-way stop, they wanted to go to the east on Telegraph and make that, they wanted to do that as a concrete road for a safety bypass in case there's ever an incident on Highway 61. Well, I think somebody seen dollars and decided that maybe that's something that they could still drive on gravel for a while type of thing. But that is the fire department / police department. That is the designation. If there's an accident and we have to close 61, we do route them down Telegraph Road into the city limits and then back out on the highway, depending on the area, obviously, of the incident. But
sure.
I mean, it's just a thought. Like I said, it's just something that once I seen that whole deal out there, I went out there and started looking at it, and then I got out and walked several spots, and I'm like, I don't know what we want to do here. This is a little bit rough. So.
Yeah, I'll make.
You don't need a motion or anything. I guess
yeah,
I just need the.
I think
what
that's
you guys
a good
think.
Idea. At least
consensus.
Get some numbers for what they would charge us to go out there and pull some samples.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
we'll go from there.
And then you and Jim can work together on the areas that you want tested and kind of have that
sure.
in mind for when they do it. I know it'll come back to the council first for approval for them to do it, but have some consensus. And obviously, I'm available to tell you the spots that I think are the worst.
Some of the really bad areas. Point,
Paint
it orange.
I would say I got hot pink can of spray paint. I'll just go out there and make some marks.
Yeah, that works.
So.
Sounds good.
Okay. Next item is item number 14, Orford Street improvements.
We kind of started talking about that. There was two locations on Orford, East of Mississippi, West of Mississippi, that we had looked at. We put an exhibit together with a cost estimate to do storm sewer and patching and repair. Then we kind of re-looked at it, and then we thought after a rain, the west one wasn't that bad. After they'd done the micro-servicing, it seemed like it wasn't as bad, so we were focusing on the east one. And then we kind of got put on hold, and then Jim and Chad were going to look at that. And the west one, Jim and Chad and I kind of looked at it too, and they thought that they could regrade the ditch, not the ditch, the shoulder that's north of the pavement, get it to drain out with a rock, like a V channel. I'm not sure if the city's going ahead with that or not, but Jim might have more to share about that. I don't know if there's any updates.
So on the west side, he believes that there's a little shoulder of between the sidewalk and the actual street that he could probably grade that out and clean it up and take it into just on the west side of that last house before Porter's. There's an actual storm drain there, and he thinks he could probably get a drain pretty easily for that one. On the east side then, where the townhouses are at and the old fire station, he did shoot grades, and what he could do is take that all out of there, cut the street cord out, actually take it down to the concrete approach. I think he's going to take part of the original concrete curb out and tip the one pad down a little bit, and it's not much, but it should, and then redo it in blacktop to match the micro-surfacing, and it would probably drain it. I think he's going to bring a curb all the way up to where that telephone pole is, right by the fire station. And with that, it sounds like he could do both projects probably for around $20,000 or so. And that's without getting into the streets and getting the storm drain.
Did you ever know if there was any laterals off that storm that goes to the middle of the streets that come down Orphan?
It showed on the Mississippi plans that Jim gave me, like it was stubbed out that way. And then we didn't. Oh, Chad was going to televise that and see if we figured out anything.
I haven't heard that he's done that yet. He was going to look at another project and just have him camera that real quick.
There's a storm going into that inlet in the middle of the intersection going east that we weren't sure where it was going.
I think that would help make know that. I mean, if this, what Jim's talked about as far as simplifying it by putting a curb and changing some of the pitch, whatever the road to get to drain that way, mm-hmm. I mean, that'd be very cost effective without tearing up all the new street.
Right. Right.
And then also, if there was a lateral coming off of it, if they wanted to tie in, that'd be a lot quicker, a lot easier to tie in.
Right. I think what Chad's proposing is not even messing with the storm sewer and just kind of widening and cutting that curb. And if we can get that to work, then that's probably the most cost-effective solution.
Where is the closest storm drain on that corner?
Right in the middle of the intersection. Right. So if we were going to connect it, we're going to have to
bringing that water, if it actually does flow like it's supposed to, I mean, it's still going to be able to handle getting rid of it.
Yeah.
It's not just going to push it around the corner and sit over there.
He seemed to think that not a lot of slope, but like you said, it takes that one side and levels that panel out and cuts the curve, and it'll actually drop into the Mississippi.
If you decide to do all that and spend the $20,000 and it doesn't work, then what happens? Then we got to spend more money to mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Figure out a problem.
You would,
Yeah, Chad shot the grades. We haven't shot the grades, but we kind of put on hold. But Chad shot the grades, and he said there's enough flow to get it to work. So I'm just trusting what he said, I guess.
I would like to know whether or not we have a lateral coming off there as a third option.
Yeah.
And plus,
I mean, that changes the game if there is a lateral coming off of it,
because then
you might as well tie right into it
and then be right there.
But then what are you talking about? 70,000?
Well, if going all the way out to 70,000, going 70,000 is all the way out to the drain. But if there's a lateral coming down Orphan and you could tie into it.
I don't think it goes, I think it's just stubbed.
Yeah,
stubbed off the middle of the street.
The best info we had was it was stuck and maybe, just stuck, you know, and maybe those sump lines are tied into it or something. That's what we were questioning.
Well, we're talking the one
right over here.
Right, right in front of my
place. The middle of the intersection, there's a small pipe, because it's not even like 12 inches, like an 8 maybe, that's stubbed towards the fire station.
That's only.
Yeah. We don't know how far.